This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. More concerns were raised this week about another potentially hazardous intersection in Liverpool. At this week's regular meeting, Region of Queens Councillor Courtney Wenzel brought up complaints from constituents about the Cameron's Corner intersection.
I think it's just an accident waiting to happen that could very well be life-threatening.
The intersection is a busy one at the corner of Main Street and Old Port Matoon Road, which connects with White Point Road. It has one stop sign on Main Street, but the traffic coming from Old Port Matoon Road has the right of way.
People are speeding coming from Main Street towards Milton. They're not signaling. They're going way too fast. There's confusion. People coming from White Point, especially if they don't live here, they don't know if they should stop, if they should turn left, if they should turn right. They're not looking to see if somebody's crossing on that crosswalk. The line of sight is absolutely horrific.
Wenzel said that when he was campaigning in October 2024, he heard lots of concerns about the area.
I was berated pretty badly here a week and a half, 2 weeks ago from some residents of the area that nothing is taking place there, and there was a near miss. A lady was almost struck on that corner trying to cross the crosswalk.
He's referred the concerns to the Police Advisory Board, but he appealed to councillors to do more to address it. Mayor Scott Christian said he also finds the intersection challenging.
Ever since I moved to this community, that intersection has always kind of concerned me. There's oftentimes confusion at that intersection. I think that it would make sense for us to try to do something to address it.
Councillors voted to refer it to the region's traffic authority to investigate and return with recommendations. They also wanted to know whether the Nova Scotia government would have to be involved since it may include a provincial roadway. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.